Alrighty, this is Freeform that you're in tune to right here at KUNM 89.9 FM Albuquerque. I guess I just said that a couple of minutes ago, but it doesn't hurt to say it again. And with me in the studio, I'm happy to re-welcome Jim Turr.
Well, re-thank you for having me here.
Ah, that's what I love, those re-thank yous.
And may I say how honored I am to be here. This is like being in church for me because public radio is my most important thing in my life. That's where I get my news and music, education, and everything else. And KUNM is like the temple of that. And I couldn't live without you guys. So yeah. I'm honored to be here.
And I do say amen to that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all feel the same way. So Jim is a writer. He's a filmmaker. I'm going to ask you about that in a little bit, but let's hear something from you.
May I say this? I don't want anybody to think I'm just totally negative on, well, I am negative on George Bush, but I balance it out because I have a sort of a truth squad that follows me around in my friend Buddy, who's a very famous performer, of course, semi-retired, who everybody knows about Buddy, but Buddy's been known to just barge in when I'm performing, and he kind of makes up for my negativity because he's a little bit of a fan of the president, a little more traditional guy. So he might even show up here unexpectedly.
In other words, beware.
Yeah, beware and be forewarned and forearmed.
Beware, be forearmed, and forewarned about Buddy. Okay, I am.
Yeah, you never know. But meanwhile, I do have one other song I'd like to do, if you don't mind, from a album I'm writing, just in case. I don't know if anybody can stand to hear any more about the Bushes, but I do have something called the Bush Family Gospel Album, which I am writing, and hope to record it, maybe even before the election. It's like everything. It depends on funding. But anyway, can I play you a little version of this song?
Yes, you may, Jim Turr.
Lord, won't you? This will be sung by the Bush family. This is one of 10 or 12 that will be on the album, if it happens. Lord, won't you hear me humbly pray as we get near election day? I know this is just an earthly game, but I'd like to win it just the same. It seems like I am never bored when I can govern and make war. Folks, as the king of this fine free land. Yeah, singing in this little old rock and roll family band.
Oh, yahoo.
Yahoo! Oh, God, I see Buddy coming down the hall.
Oh, no, you're not.
Heaven help us.
It's
a good time for me to go to the restroom or something.
And you're going to leave me alone?
Buddy's he's safe. He's obnoxious, but he's...
But, Jim, you can't do this
not
to
dangerous.
Me.
Well, I warned you. Buddy's
you
fine.
You did forewarn me, but I didn't know you were going to leave.
And Buddy, as I say, provides a very valuable function in that he offsets my negativity. He's a patriot. He's a real patriot.
Well, it's just what I wanted to have on. Patriot.
It'll be fine.
Well, I never met Buddy before.
No, it's a pleasure. You should look forward to it. Don't be fearful now.
I was sort of hoping that with all this construction up here, Buddy would get lost and maybe talk to some of the workers out there.
Buddy is that kind of guy. He's a blue collar kind of guy, but that's part of his charm. Oh God, here he comes.
I think we may be in for it. Jim, I don't know if I'm going to forgive you for this.
How y'all doing?
Oh, Buddy.
Hey, Carol Ball, sir. By golly, we listen to you all the time. How y'all doing?
Hey, Buddy.
Where'd Jim go? He leaves? I come in, he leaves. I don't know if he's trying to tell me something or what. All right. How you doing, Carol?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Buddy?
Buddy's always good. Life couldn't be better. We're retired now. We come in for a little performance now and then, but by golly, it's all fun.
I guess it was kind of a surprise for me this afternoon.
Life is like that, ain't it, Carol?
Yes, so.
My golly, I can't find my lyrics. I hope I can. I see where they are now. You know, old Jim. Bless him. He's trying to make a difference in the politics and all that. But by golly, he's a little negative on our president. And I like that fella. I like that little fella in the White House. He's tough. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that. He's like a little bandy rooster, don't you think?
Well, among other things, yeah.
Well, anyway, that kind of toughness means something to people like me, and by golly, but anyway, I ain't here to sing his praises. He can take care of himself. But we did a song. We did one song that's kind of, maybe your listeners would appreciate it. It's kind of an updated version of We Are the World, remember all that? It's about everybody getting together. And may I sing it for you?
Sure, Buddy. Go right ahead.
I play guitar a little better than Jim does. It seems we gone crazy, like this world's in a mess. We ain't drinking our water, our 8 glasses, I guess. We ain't getting our roughage, or whatever it takes, to remember we's family on the dust bowl in space. Now, it's a peaceful song, ain't it, Carol, so far? Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to war now, with this one and with that. First it's the Afghans, and now it's Iraq. There must be some solution, what one fella can do, who just wants to be your friend. And yes, I mean you. And here's what one man can do. I'd like to get naked with everyone on my block, get in one big old hot tub, turn on the Springsteen and rock, let the love vibe start rolling across the city, and then across the country and oceans, and back on to us again. There ain't no room for smart bombs when we're sending potatoes. And if everyone's eaten, there ain't no need for Al-Qaeda's. We can work out the details as we soak in our tub with about 30 others who could use a back rub. Here's your last chance to sing with me, Carol. Here we go. I'd like to get naked with everyone on my block, get in one big old hot tub, turn on the Springsteen and rock, let the love vibe start rolling across the city and land, across the country and oceans, and back onto us again.
So, buddy, I was lip-syncing along, and you know, this is amazing because I had all this apprehension after what Jim told me. But you're a regular love child.
I am. By golly, I'm a love man, and people misunderstand me. Just because I like that little feller in the White House don't make me a bad person. Come on, let's all get together and have a love fest. That's my motto. We just won't be your friend. By the way, here comes Jim. I'm sorry. I got places to go and people to be. Thank you for having us on, Carol. You're a good gal.
Oh, buddy, thank you. I was going to ask you to do another one, but hey.
Oh, all right. You sure?
Yeah.
I got something I can recite. Yeah. You know, my guitar playing is almost as bad as old Jim. So here's one. There's another one. Now, you're going to be apprehensive if I tell you what this is called, so I won't even tell you. But it all works out in the end, just like everything old buddy does. All right?
All right.
I'm going to recite this like a poem, but it's a song, okay? They're yet to be recorded. There's a hole up in the ozone, at least that's what I hear. Maybe that explains this little scab, it's always on my ear. They say the earth is heating up, though some folks say it's not. I just know in all my life it's never been this hot. The kids can't read, can't behave, they ain't even having fun. But all they know how to do is point and shoot a gun. They're starving down in Africa thousands every day. But what's really got me worried is too many folks is gay. I thought this up all by myself, though I don't disagree with Trent and Pat and Dr. Jim and the moral majority. All us folks could not be wrong when it feels so doggone right to blame the problems of the world on them gall-darn sodomites and sodomettes. Now hear me out, you'll find this ain't as crazy as it sounds. The water table's dropping and we're poisoning the ground. We got 100 times the bombs we need to blow us all away. And the problem, as I see it, is too many folks are gay. Hey, when the answer struck me, it all became so clear. How everything is breaking down, how everything got so queer. If you don't see the connection, well, brother, shame on you. Maybe you're a little light in your penny loafers, too. Oh, buddy's starting to sing now. Our jobs is going overseas, Taiwan and Singapore, and it almost takes two to make a living anymore. The TV's filled with violence, the problem's plain as day. Too many folks ain't bothered that too many folks are gay. Two men or two women, just picture such a scene, and I'm sure you'll quickly start to see exactly what I mean. The idea's always made me sick, disgusts, and overwhelms, like imagining a boudoir scene involving Jesse Helms. And so on. You get the idea. It's another love song from Buddy. Try to bring us all together.
So, Buddy, has Jim ever tried to convince you to change your party affiliation?
I think you know better than to try. We're connected on a deeper level. Politics, we're all connected. You know, we're all connected on that level. It don't matter. Vote for whoever you want.
Hey,
that's
Jim,
my motto. We just want to be your
buddy.
Friend. By the way, may I mention one thing? Old Jim, he's too shy to mention this, but he's going to be performing for the, and it ain't too common, if you noticed, from his guitar playing, but he's going to warm up, and he's going to play during the month of September every Friday at the Tea House on Canyon Road. Going to play from about 7 to 9 every Friday night in the evening, 7 to 9 p.m. in the evening.
Well, that's really nice of you to help promote Jim.
Ah, he's my man. What can I say? And may I say that old Buddy may perform in New York during the Republican convention to try to provide a little alternative entertainment for the real people. You know what I mean?
The real people.
One of them other things that depends on funding, but we don't want to talk about that here on KUNM. Okay.
Thank you, Buddy.
No problem. I got places to go. See you later. God bless you.
Hey, Jim, where are you? Jim, hey, you know?
I'm here. I've been hiding while that was,
you know,
while that was going on.
I never met
he's
Buddy
a heck of
before.
A guy, isn't
he's,
he?
Really, he's not. I was kind of nervous, but yeah. Other than the fact of who he chooses to vote for, he's really kind of cool.
Well, that's true of a few Republicans.
Yeah, I suppose. So.